Right now, it's the Observation Deck, brought to you by Tylock Nasser Vision and Generator Supercenter. Here's Monto.
Thank you, David.
Thank you, Justin.
Like you mentioned last segment, Sean, did have yesterday morning off. Our fearless leader, Kat, gave me yesterday morning off after doing the draft on Tuesday night, which did help a little bit getting through the draft, knowing it would. I think it would have stuck in my brain if the whole time I was like, man, I got to be up early tomorrow while I'm trying to do this. So it did help me, I think, get through the draft. And then,
and by the way, good scouting report on Ham.
Yeah.
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 It fit.
You really guided us in the right way.
Did you hear any Ham yesterday? He was great.
I did.
He definitely, the scouting report fit, especially for birthdays.
Oh, yeah, birthdays, yeah. How was off-air Ham?
Oh, he was great. Got here early. He was prepared.
Lots of drumming on the table.
Drumming on the table.
Some
is,
of that.
Is, I mean, at this point, I've heard it so much that I drown it out. But I imagine if you're not used to it, it can be very loud.
I think the highlight of his misspeaks was... He meant to say weighed a ton, but he said weighed a tongue.
Okay.
They used to weigh like a tongue.
Okay.
I know over there they might use stones for weight, but if you're using tongues for weight, I don't really know how much a tongue weighs.
Right.
It's pretty light.
Yeah.
To be honest.
I think we all weigh a lot of tongues.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, yeah, parts of the world maybe need to change it up. And, yeah, pounds and kilograms and stones and grams and tongues. All that aren't enough. You got to do it by tongues. Well, I'm glad. I'm glad you got the full Ham experience. And, yeah, did spend yesterday productively. Mm-hmm. Went and got a new shoe.
Oh.
Pretty excited about that.
Just one. That's all you
I'm
need.
I'm not going to be... frivolous and buy any extra ones I don't need.
You haggle the store down and be like, yeah, how about I just pay half price?
Yeah, I'll come back and get the other one later.
Put the other one on layaway
right.
And just never return.
Yeah, I'm just shielding, got a little blanket over my other leg so they don't know. But that's always a great time because I think the inside of a brand new shoe is my favorite smell in the world.
Yeah.
It's so great.
Interesting.
And... I always try to find the silver lining in things. You know what I mean? Try to find the glass half full. And the one upside to being a one-legged man is at any moment I can go into my closet and just find a full closet full of shoes that have not been used. So if I need to remember that smell, I always have it on hand.
Just get a little huff.
Yeah. Just do a little shoe huffing. Why not?
I think it's the glue inside, right? Is that what makes it smell that
way? I know it's the glue that makes like new cars smell great.
Right.
I don't know if it's... I'm hoping I'm not still smelling glue on my shoe, but I suppose I could be.
If it smells good, don't worry about it.
Yeah, it may be, you know, Cambodian sweatshop smells that makes it smell great. I don't know.
I believe we talked about
best
random scents before. Maybe we haven't. I don't know. I feel like I've done that segment before. And to me, tire shops...
Great.
For whatever reason, I think smell great, and the brand new can of tennis balls.
Oh, yes.
You crack those open.
Tennis.
I don't know what it is about those chemicals, but I like it.
Probably the Cambodian glue again.
Right. There's just something they use. Yeah,
it's just magical.
And also gasoline.
It's a good smell.
Yeah. I do too. That one, yeah, it's very rich, so I just need a little bit. Mm-hmm. But yeah, if you spill a little bit on the ground, I'll dump $5 or $6 of gas on the ground just to... Take a few fumes in.
What do you think about the smell of fingernail polish? Like if your wife is doing her nails or something. I think that's actually it's strong, but I kind of like that smell.
Yeah, I used to have to go with the girlfriend in high school to get her nails done with her. And I would sit there and they would all be talking crap about her in a different language. Like you knew they were just dogpiling her, but it was a pretty good scent. You're right.
Yeah, I think if I was around that many people from over there, I would learn the language at least enough. So that I would love to see their face whenever you know they're talking about you, and then you can fire back that you understand them. I think that'd be a great feeling. But honestly, to me, the best smelling place, and I know you'll probably never experience this. Sean, maybe, I don't know.
Strip club?
But, no, there is a...
Cause we know.
There is a certain big and tall store that I don't know why, but they literally have like won awards. For how great the inside of their store smell, And I love going there. It's because I'm tall.
Yeah.
Because I'm 6'4", I got to go in there and get longer clothes. That's why I got to go to the big and tall store.
Does it smell of, like, rich woods and leather?
I don't know. I looked it up. They literally worked with some kind of marketing company to, you know, manufacture this smell that's incredibly inviting. And it smells so great inside those stores to where they've tried to make like colognes and air fresheners and stuff that smell like it, but it's not the same.
I wonder if the people that work there get tired of it, or if they're just like, if they walk in at 9 a.m. and they're just used to it because they smell it every day.
Yeah, they probably have been able to tune it out, but I don't know that I would get tired of it. So if you need to go get a 20-foot belt.
Okay. I might just walk in there to smell it.
Yeah, just smell it all up.
Dude. Just waft it.
They would look at you really weird. They would look at you weird.
Quick aside, speaking of smells, and I haven't worked mornings in a long time, but maybe, Daddy, Tyler, you guys can fill me in. Why is it so rank up here now in the morning at like 5 a.m.? Like, I got here Monday. It felt like there was something dead in the air conditioning unit.
Yeah, that was...
But by 6 or 6.30, it's gone.
That was a not normal smell.
Okay.
I don't know what that was.
I felt like I got a whiff of it Tuesday as well, but this morning and yesterday morning, it seemed okay.
I don't know. We had a... There was a holiday on Friday, and so maybe the cleaning crew didn't come through.
You're blaming Juneteenth?
I really don't know.
You can just say Juneteenth, because I celebrate it.
Yeah.
It's probably Sunday morning I reheated some breakfast fish.
With elf's.
And I left
cologne.
The carcass. It was like a cartoon, just fishbone carcass right that I left in here in the trash.
Your breakfast halibut
right.
croissant.
I had a full flounder.
He heated up his lox to go with his bagel.
Sure. Elf probably would do that.
So that's probably, what you were smelling. Anyway, excited about the new shoe. So a follow-up here. We talked on, I believe on Monday. I'm not wearing the shoe right now. I gotta break it in. I got a baseball in it. It's under the couch.
You're not the guy that buys the new shoe and just wears it from the store?
No.
I'll still do that on you.
Really?
It's a very childish thing. Like when we got shoes as a kid, even if they were cheap ones, it's like, ooh, I want to wear these out. Walk out just looking at your shoes.
When's the last time you rocked new shoes? Cause you've had your Lucas for a while.
I've had these over a year or so.
I feel like you get a pair and then you wear those a lot.
I will.
They become your
go-tos. I'll spend a lot on a pair of shoes and wear them until I need a new pair.
Yeah. Then you go back in, you put your foot in that little metal measuring thing that I never thought was really any good, but I thought it was pretty beaten. So a follow-up to a story that we did earlier this week. Remember when we talked about the Knicks fan that dumped out the trash from the Knicks parade to take home the trash can because it was painted orange and blue like the Knicks colors? Well, as the internet does, they have found out who that lady is. And we thought that at best she managed a blimpy or something. Like she was, if you're taking home a trash can, you're not doing great. Well, apparently this woman was a high-level executive at J.P. Morgan.
There's no way.
Yeah.
She was wearing, like, the ball cap without a bill.
And she had, like, the dreads that Stephen Baldwin had in Biodome. And she's real frumpy. And, but apparently, you just love the Knicks. You don't, you can wear whatever you want. Well, this, was an executive at J.P. Morgan Chase. Her name is Angie Baez. And... I think you even mentioned when we talked about it, they got a follow-up shot of her sitting on the subway with it because she's so proud of this trash can that she took. Well, J.P. Morgan Chase has decided that because of this, they let her go. They fired her.
Well, good. Don't steal stuff like this. And if you're going to steal a trash can, don't strewn litter everywhere on a busy
public trash
street.
Home with you.
Yes.
Yeah. Because what an awful way to get fired. Like, what a dumb thing you have to go and sit in there and talk to HR about, and you have to defend yourself. You know, you still got the braids in.
Will she be able to capitalize on this in some way?
Only
and make money?
What?
I mean, there's something out there for everybody, I guess.
Maybe her and Mitchell Robinson can get a tape going.
Oh, God.
I think Mitchell Robinson can do better.
Maybe.
Would you watch?
But she's famous.
How much would you pay? Or how much would they have to pay
to
you?
To star in or
no,
watch?
Just to watch all 45 minutes.
I'm kind of a degenerate. I would I'd watch the whole thing. Yeah.
You'll watch.
The trash cans in the background. I point at, there it is. Oh. It's trash can.
You're breaking it down like this. You're
<film. laughs> right. Finally, yeah, do the Leo gif and I finally see it. Lean forward.
I'm sure Mitchell Robinson's a gentle lover anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It is strange, though, that you can be fired for this because at the end of the day, yes, it's not a great look, I guess, for the company that you're doing a really sorry act and dumping out trash into the middle of the street, but should you be fired for stealing a trash can?
I mean, it's public property.
Yeah, and it's the optics. Like, everybody has it in their contract, don't embarrass the company.
Right.
And this is, it's subjective, but if people know her, like if nobody found out who it was, she wouldn't be fired.
Correct.
But since her name is out there and they found her LinkedIn or whatever, it's like, okay, this ties it back to JP Morgan. Like, I get it. I don't think it's a fireable offense, but because it's the internet age, if this happened in 2002, there's no video of it. She gets away with it. It's no big deal. She might even joke about it at work.
It's real grainy
mm-hmm.
on a razor. The problem is, I think also that JP Morgan is going through it from a PR standpoint right
yeah.
now. Because if you look up just JP Morgan controversy, you got to pick what story you're talking about. Because remember, we had like a month ago that lawsuit that came down between the lady and her Middle Eastern subordinate that.
Oh,
everyone
yeah.
was talking about where she was calling him names and sexually harassing him, and he was calling the guy's wife names. And I've been trying to keep up with follow-ups on that, but I mean that I think was partially debunked.
And
early
he made
on.
It all up.
Yeah,
yes.
it's a really weird story, but still, I mean, you now you just think, okay, that was a JP Morgan story, and then there's also another story that's going around right now that they're calling the salami scandal. Because a guy that was working for JP Morgan during the Super Bowl expensed a like charcuterie board and he turned it in and they fired him. And they got a wrongful termination suit and the court ordered that they had to pay this guy like $4 million. So JP Morgan is just taking L's everywhere right now.
Didn't we get a charcuterie board in Sausalito?
Dude, when he was reading that, I was thinking the same thing.
It cost a little bit.
Yeah, it wasn't cheap.
But it was delicious. Would you get fired from this job if you could get $4 million because we decided to enjoy nice cheese and
man,
salami board?
$4 million? I mean, that's pretty great.
I think I'd take that right
and
now.
And then, yeah, you and Angie Baez go start your OnlyFans.
Sure.
You got a good little startup cash there, startup fund.
Now, we didn't expense the alcohol because we know the rules. We
yes,
can't do
right.
that. But yeah. the charcuterie board, we definitely put on there. This super fancy Sausalito restaurant.
Where they had rolled up towels in the bathroom is your...
Oh, yeah.
Instead of like paper towels.
It was
towels.
So great.
It's pretty
We were
choice.
Like the only ones there, too. We're like, we don't belong
like
here.
Like Gatorade executives, yeah. Nike executives, and the sweet spot.
And then, yeah, AM midday guys.
We look like the dumb dragon in the photo.
Or yeah, the clown with all the dudes
yeah.
in the military. Anyway, I think Ham was going to do the story yesterday, and then he saw the word charcuterie and was like, eh.
Pass.
Bail.